Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we honor you as King today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Lord, we are your end-time warriors in the name of Jesus. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that the weapons of our war are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice of hailstones and coals of fire in the name of Jesus. Send your arrows and scatter them in Jesus' name. Shoot out the light, your light, Lord God, and discomfort our enemies, O God. Deliver us from our strong enemies, O God, from them that are too strong for us in Jesus' name. O Father God, we thank you that we, your Kurabaka, are your battle axes of weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you give us great deliverance. We will beat them small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the streets. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have wounded them, and Yokurabaka, they are not able to rise. They are fallen under our feet. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives, O God. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives. And Father God, we reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, lead us and make your way straight before our eyes. And we just bless you. We thank you that you are the Holy King, the righteous God. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for being with us today. Well, I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And we have a great intercessor on the line with us, a woman of God, in the name of Jesus. She is Prophetess Charlotte Jones, who has been given a ministry by God called the Street Scenes Evangelistic Outreach. We are happy she joined us today. And she's my sister in the Lord, and I am grateful that she came on. She's going to do an opening prayer for us. Good evening, Sister Charlotte. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for that nice introduction.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You deserve that and more. Well, you ready to do the prayer?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Father, let me ask you one question before I start, though. Your program is geared toward children, right? Am I right?
Well, it is, but we mostly have adults on.
Oh, okay. Understood. Thank you.
So just if the Lord leads you, it's okay.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, first of all, we just lift this program up to you, Lord God, and we give thanks for it, Lord. We pray your blessings upon the program as it blesses others, Lord God, for it is your way, Lord God, that we would take the things that you've given to us and bless others with those things so that many can be blessed and enjoy the blessings and so that the blessings may spread throughout. And, Father God, we just lift up those ones who are listening right now, Lord God, and we thank you for their listening ears. We pray, Father God, that you will give them the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of you, Lord God, that you will cause them to know, to have knowledge and understanding and to know the resurrection power, Father God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that the great things that you put into their hearts for them to do, Lord God, will be things that they will be able to bring forth, Father God. We pray, Father God, for great illumination within each member within each participant to this radio show, Lord God, illumination of your word, illumination of your will for their life, illumination, Lord God, of how to get things done when you give them to them, Father God. Father, we pray for blessings of health and prosperity upon each person, Lord God, as we lift them up. We pray, Father God, that the blessings from heaven, that the windows are open upon their dwellings and upon their lives, and that those out of the windows is pouring blessings from the Lord in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we come against every assignment of the enemy that will be released against people to cause them not to be able to prosper or receive the prosperity the way they should in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for this day, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, Father God, for all of our lives, Lord God. And we thank you for your blessings of peace and joy, Lord God, and I speak that peace and joy onto the lives of those, Lord God, who are with us today, Father God. And, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your magnificent love, Lord God, and I pray for revelation to understand your love in a greater measure, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the blessings you've already given each one of us, Lord God. How that you brought us through so many things, Lord God. How that you led us through the will of our lives and our experiences. How, Lord God, you've led us through some really dark places, Lord, and then shined your light like the new day so that we could see where we were going. And I thank you for those blessings upon your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray for greater knowledge, greater understanding, greater increase in our lives, greater measure of who of you in our life. I pray, Father God, that the people who are participating here today will reach out with their hearts for more of you, Lord God, and you will supply it in abundance because that's what you are, a God of abundance. You're a God of greatness. You're a God with mighty provisions, Lord God. Let those mighty provisions be poured out upon people. Let them have the provisions they need for their vehicles, for their houses, Lord God, for wherever they live. Let them have the vehicles they need, the favorite vehicles that's needed in their workplaces, Lord God. Let there be the vehicle that they need even in their churches, Lord, and in their ministries in Jesus' name. Father God, let none go lacking, Lord God, but let your blessings go forth, Lord God, and bring everything into abundance in each person's life in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for teaching us true joy, Lord God. Pour out your joy. Give us a joy, Lord God, that no man can take away from us, greater and greater by measure, Lord God, as we draw nearer to you, Father God. And I thank you for illumination, Lord, for our eyes, Lord, that our eyes are open and they can see. And I thank you for giving us the ability to be able to see further than we see right now. Well, if we see good right now, Lord God, I thank you for the illumination to see further, Lord God, because it comes through you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for each person that's here today, and I speak the blessings of peace upon the lives of these ones, Lord God. I say shalom, shalom, shalom upon each life, each family, and everything that pertains to them in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you for that wonderful prayer that the Lord prayed through you. We're blessed to have you, Sister Charlotte. Just keep on listening. We're going to be on for a little bit. So I thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Today we're going to read from Psalms 145. Psalms 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. All men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy thanks shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glorious, of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and riseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless the holy name forever and ever. Well, I thank God for his word, because he honors his word above his name. His word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Well, you know, today I want to let you know that Father's Day is this Sunday, and we honor fathers today. Most of all, we honor our Heavenly Father today and every day. And this is a prayer to honor God and the Father of all of us. Father God, we honor you. We honor our dad. I honor my dad who's gone on to glory. And I honor Father God who says, when your father and your mother forsake you, you would take us up, O Lord. So, Lord, I thank you for taking up your children and bringing our heavenly and being our Heavenly Father. I thank you for being almighty, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Truly, there is no God like you, Jehovah. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. Love, love, love. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. You are Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts. You are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is there. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Lord Jesus, we honor you as the King of glory and the Lord of our lives. Father God, you are great and greatly to be praised. Our Lord, we love you. O Lord, we love you, O Lord, our strength. We run hard after you today, Father God, because we thirst for you. We thirst and we hunger for your righteousness, O God. You are righteous, God. You are our beloved. Draw us, O God, and we will continually run after you. We will be glad and rejoice in you, O great and mighty King. We love to hear your voice. O God, your voice is majestic. There is no voice as powerful as your voice. Your voice is so strong and powerful, it can break a cedar, the strong wood. Father, keep us as the apple of your eye. Hear our prayer, O Lord, as we honor you, O King of Kings. Thank you, O God, thank you, Lord God, for calling us your friend. We honor you as our friend, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross for us. We love you, O Lord, our King. We honor you, O Lord, and we give ourselves totally to you in the holy, righteous, mighty name of Jesus. Well, today we are grateful that you all are with us, and we are truly thankful. The title of our message today is Inspiration, Exhilaration, and Exaltation. And what do you say to yourself? What is inspiration? The inspiration is a divine influence or action on a person believed to qualify him or her to receive communication, sacred revelation. What is exhilaration, you may say? Well, exhilaration is a state of being stimulated, refreshed, or elated, to excite, to thrill, to enlighten, to invigorate, lift. Exaltation is a feeling of extreme happiness, a feeling of intense or excessive happiness. Exhilaration, rising up, the act of rising or holding something up. Adoration, praise, applause. Well, exaltation, you know, it's to make us cheerful and excited, enliven and refresh and stimulate us. And exaltation is to give warnings or advice, to make an urgent appeal. Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have come. So I thank God that you know, his word is truth. You know, when we read Paul's letter in Timothy, 2 Timothy, hold on, I'm going to read it right now. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. This is Paul talking to Timothy. He said, I solemnly call on you in the presence of God and Jesus Christ, who is going to judge those who are living and those who are dead. I do so because Christ Jesus will come to rule the world. Be ready to spread the word, whether or not the time is right. Point out errors, warn people, and encourage them. Be very patient when you teach. A time will come when people will not listen to accurate teaching. Instead, they will follow their own desires and surround themselves with teachers who tell them what they want to hear. People will refuse to listen to the truth and turn to myths. So I thank God that I was born in an era where God birthed great leaders in this world to inspire, exhilarate, and exhort us. I can remember as a child, President John F. Kennedy inspired people when he said, do not ask what your country can do for you. Instead, ask what you can do for your country. And Martin Luther King, a great leader, said, I have a dream that one day our children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And Billy Graham said, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spine of others are often stiffened. This is a famous quote by T.D. Jakes. And my pastor, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, this is one of her famous quotes. I'm a child of the King, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. So I thank God today, you know, for you know, great people that God has put into my life. When we read the word of God, the word inspires us, exhilarates, and exalts us. Let's study to show ourselves approved workmen in his kingdom to please God. God's word will transform us. There is power in the word of God. Whenever, whatever you are going through, God is the answer. Whatever you're going through, God is the answer. Have you told anyone lately about God who saved you? Have you interceded, prayed, or cried out concerning the terrorist act that took place in Connecticut, in Boston, in different places throughout the, and even in other cities in the nation? Even when storms came, have you lifted up the people in those areas? Like Oklahoma, you know, salvation is truly needed in this time. So I'm going to pray a prayer of revival. This is a prayer from Apostle of the prayer of revival on the street. And truly we need revival today. People are going through so much. People need to be encouraged and uplifted in today's time. We're going through all kinds of trials, you know, on every hand. And so this is a prayer from, it's called Prayer for Revival on the Street. Father God, I thank you for the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, and evangelists who are being delivered from the streets into your marvelous kingdom to preach the gospel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every person who has become, I pray for every person who has become a victim on the street. I lift up every drug dealer, drug addict, hustler, pimp, player, prostitute, homeless person, mentally ill person, runaway, or other person bound on the street. I pray for salvation of every thug, gang, set, crew, murderer, gambler, thief, and robber. I break the power of the system the system of the web of crime. I target the demons that spearhead minority groups to lock them behind bars. I curse the spirit of mammon. I bind greed, envy, lack, poverty, and covetousness. I place every demonic gatekeeper that opens vortexes in the spirit to make men criminally minded. The strongholds of every ruling spirit that abides over neighborhoods, high crime rates, are pulled down in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over every county, city, region, state, and the entire country. Revival is displacing recidivism statistics. I cast gloom spirits, bully spirits, spirits of rejection, murder, and hatred out of our community. The retaliation and revenge of the enemy is bound and blocked. Crime rates are not going up, but they will decrease in the name of Jesus. We speak spirits of the night crawlers, creeps, terrors by night, freaks, and walking dead have no power. Intercession over the cities is overtaking every evil plot, assignment, and attack. Drive-by shootings, robberies, hijacks, breaking and entering crimes, strong arm assaults, home invasions, and burglaries are at an all-time low. The people who have tendencies to commit these crimes are getting saved and living for the Lord. No more innocent blood will be shed on the streets. I decree that the hearts of the violent are being softened by the anointing of God. I prophesy that the children of the night are coming out of darkness. The light of Jesus Christ has come to the highest crime area in our country. Father God, let your light shine in every dark place in the name of Jesus. Every scheme of the enemy, from crack houses, shooting galleries, corners, alleys, backyards, basements, streets, rooms for rent, inner cities, ghettos, and even suburbs that have become drug infested is covered by the blood of Jesus. God, we ask you to heal the brokenhearted and to break the strongholds of addiction to alcohol, illegal drugs, sex, and murder. We pull these strongholds down. Release your sword against pride, witchcraft, suicide, and all forms of wickedness. Let your blood saturate the streets and cleanse them of spirits of lust, perversion, molestation, rape, prostitution, homosexuality, and incest. We dismantle every demonic kingdom built in the streets for destruction and death. We break the threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave. The vortexes are forbidding evil from sucking souls into hell from sins of the streets. The spirit of disobedience and rebellion are arrested. The shackles and chains that tie men and women to the streets are broken. We pray for the lost family members who have wandered hopelessly in the streets. The power of the streets is under our feet. Old things on the streets are passing away because of the revival that is rising up from this generation. Things have become new. We pronounce new things of Christ upon the streets. Jesus will become the fashion of this age. Ungodly soul ties, demonic oaths, and blood covenants made with the streets are broken as we speak in Jesus' name. All sacrifices to gangs, crews, devil worshippers, cults, covens, and other dark organizations have no power. All forms of demonic influence through money, sex, and drugs have no authority over the lives of the people. They have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus. Their sins are forgiven, and they are delivered from the streets. The strong man of the streets is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony of those already delivered from the streets. Father God, we decree that every assignment over the lives of people are bound on the street, who are bound on the streets, is broken. All breaches, gaps, and hedges are covered by intercession in the name of Jesus. All reoccurring spirits, vicious cycles are shut down and uprooted in the name of Jesus. The public strings of the prince of the air is cut off of the rebellious, the careless, and the unbelieving. Every demonic timer and trigger is diffused in the name of Jesus. The cycle is broken. The generational curses are no more. Father, we thank you that all limitations and restrictions are broken off the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you know, when we read the Word of God, the Word inspires, exhilarates us, and it causes us to, you know, to study and get closer with God. Have you ever been to a regular meeting on your job and you went in thinking you would be it would be the same old boring meeting, the same old boring agenda? After the beginning business, a guest speaker was introduced. The speaker seemed ordinary, but it was something in their presentation that moved you to another level. You began to listen attentively and with great anticipation as to what they would say next. The more they talked, you went from slumped over to sitting to attention and onto the very edge of your seat. You even made a few notes as to how you could excel on your job. When the speaker continued to talk, you became motivated and even more excited about what you could accomplish. Ideas started to flow to you that you never considered, or a few projects you had been working on. By the time the speaker finished, you had gained a new attitude, new perspective on life, and even new insights. You found yourself standing with the rest of your fellow associates and giving the speaker a standing ovation. When Jesus sat and talked with crowds of people, many of them had traveled for miles to hear him speak. Their feet were probably tired and hurting, and they may have been hungry. And many of them had come because they heard he healed the sick, and possibly, if they had a disease, their bodies that their and possibly if they were diseased, that their bodies would be healed. Many of them, the doctors had told them they had incurable diseases. Some people may have come to see Jesus because they had no job or no place to live, or maybe life had not been good to them. Maybe they lost their spouse, their child, their parents along the way, and they felt downtrodden. So Jesus, you know, would meet people where they were. His message was a message of hope. He would heal people physically, emotionally, psychologically. Jesus appeared to be an ordinary man, but he had extraordinary powers. He was supernatural. Wherever he was, transformation took place. Even on the boat, when the disciples when the storm came, the disciples became afraid that the boat might sink and that they would drown. Jesus was sleeping and no doubt tired. The disciples saw and heard the wind and the torrential rain. They said, Lord, save us. We perish. It was not an ordinary rain. They were fishermen, so they fished in the rainstorms before. But it was a turbulent storm. The sea waves were high. But when Jesus said, O ye of little faith, then he spoke to the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The disciples marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Mark 4:39 marks the account of their ship experience. The disciples said, Master, carest not that we perish? And Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. Have you ever been fearful after a doctor's report that horrified you? Or after you got a pink slip on your job? Or after you returned from a funeral? Or someone young who was murdered that was close to you? You had no hope. You were felt like you were down in a pit and there was no escape. Your tears seemed endless. No word seemed to comfort you. The phone rang. The doctor's office called the second time. And this time they took a second test, and the test revealed clean bill of health. Could Jesus have stepped in and erased what was in your body and said to your situation, Peace, be still, be thou healed? Remember, Jesus and the multitude and the woman with the issue of blood, 12 long years she suffered. She pressed her way through the crowd because she heard about the healer. Unlike any doctor she had been to before who spoke to people and changed what happened. Wherever he went, things were not the same. The woman thought to herself, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. I believe I will be healed. She was desperate for change. She was sick and tired of being sick. So she moved through the crowd, and finally, she just touched the hem of his garment. And she was healed, not 3 days later. She was healed immediately. Healing virtue went through her body. Jesus said, Who touched me? Virtue left his body, went into her body, and healing took place. Jesus was so, Jesus was so often, you know, in the time. Oh, he'd move away from the crowd, and he'd spend time in the secret place with the Father, time alone with our Heavenly Father, and God restored and refilled him and encouraged him on his journey on the earth. Remember, Jesus had so many miraculous gifts. When the multitude was hungry, he took what was available. He blessed it, and it multiplied and fed 5,000 men, women, and children. We serve an amazing God who came to earth to lead us to him. Let's follow him. He leads as he leads the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Well, I want to ask you a question today. Are you saved? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? Do you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead in 3 days? Romans 10:9 says, If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Read it for yourself. Romans 10:9-10. Now, you know, of course, backsliding in 2013 is out of the question. We don't want to be caught out of the will of God. We want to be faithful, 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 faithful. So we want to be in the will of God. We don't want to be caught straddling the fence. You know, we don't want to be like the prodigal son who said, Father, give me all my inheritance. You know, I want to go out. I want to do this and I want to do that. And so he did. But guess what? After a while, you know, he spent money on his friends and having, you know, a good party after party, doing all kind of unrighteous things. He wasn't brought up like that. He slid into the mud, the muck and mire of life. But don't you know those who are slidden into the muck and the mire of life, when you come back to Jesus, he will clean the muck and the mire up off of you. He'll put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto him. And guess what? When people see you, they'll say, what happened? And then they'll realize that the touch of the Almighty God had transformed you. You moved from point A all the way to point Z. You didn't even stop in between. You just all the way. So I thank God today. You know that we are not prodigal sons and daughters, that we are children of the Most High God, and that we, you know, can receive the love of Jesus. He came to save those that are lost, those that don't know him. He came that we might be free from sin, that we might live righteous, holy lives. He wants us to give our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. I mean, that's like the bare minimum. So, you know, when you're in, you got to run a race. Don't give up. Sometimes you may feel like giving up. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Roll up your sleeves some more and get busy in the kingdom of God. Look at the TV, all the things that's going on TV. You know, start interceding for those who are going through. When you hear about households taken out, when you hear about young people on the street being killed, when you hear about murder on every hand, every city full of murder, when you hear about those things, roll up your sleeve, get on your knees, and start to pray and ask the Lord to move on behalf of those situations. You know, maybe you're going through something in your body. You can call on the name of the Lord. He'll move on your behalf. He says, you know, that he hears the cries of the righteous. He says his sheep know his voice. And we refuse to hear another voice. So, you know, we got to keep calling on the name of our God. He is a great God. He is Lord God Almighty. Ain't nobody like our God. You know, there are many false gods out here. But we stand hearing only our God. You know, we got to be like Daniel. When Daniel was given a decree that he could only worship Nebuchadnezzar and those people, Daniel said, they must be kidding. I serve the God of Nebuchadnezzar, the creator of that king. I'm not going to worship him. He ain't got no power, but the Almighty God got power from all. He is power. So Daniel, in all of his wisdom, he said, you know, I ain't going to serve no idol God. I ain't going to serve no God that's just like me. I ain't going to serve no human being. I will bow down and worship the holy God. So, you know, Daniel, he blended, but he refused to bend. He was strong, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So as I told you before today, you know, the title of our message is Inspiration, Exhilaration, and Exhortation. So be, you know, be encouraged by the prophets of old, like Daniel. Who, you know, when the king said, three times a day I want you to bow down and worship me, Daniel didn't hide. He didn't go in the secret place. He opened up the windows, and he prayed to his God. Now, you know, he got in trouble with man, but when you're in trouble with man, don't you know the Almighty God going to take care of you? Guess what God did? He said, okay, you know, his friends tried to trap him. He said, okay, well, the law was you got to go in the lion's den. You know what Daniel said? Okay, if God don't shut the mouth of the lion, let it be so that I go on to heaven and be with God. But guess what? You know God was faithful to Daniel because Daniel was faithful to God. He opened the windows, he prayed, but when he got put in the lion's den, you know he was in there talking to his father. Do you talk to your father when you're in your lion's den? You ever go in the lion's den? I know I done been in a lion's den before. What about you? You had your own personal lion's den where the mouth, you know, maybe they roared. But you know what? God shut the mouth of these lions for Daniel. He said, that's my servant. I ain't going to let no destruction come to him. And you know, when you serve the Most High God, destruction will not come nigh your dwelling. 1,000 may fall at one side, but and 10,000 at another, but it won't harm you, won't even come near you, because we serve the mighty God, the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, and he's an awesome God. Ain't nobody like Jehovah. He's Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's a banner over us. He loves us with all of his heart, soul, and strength. And he just wants us to return that love to him. He said, I command you. He ain't say, well, if you desire to. He said, I command you to love me with all of your heart, soul, and strength. And look, that's not the third commandment. It's the first commandment. He said, okay, these are the commandments that I want you to follow. Read them. Go in the Old Testament. Read them in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 6:5. He says, okay, the first and great commandment is for you to love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. And then you're to love each other like you love yourself. Now, you know, many days I said, now, Lord, I need to learn how to love you with all my heart. Would you teach me? I need help to learn to love you with all my heart, soul, and strength. I wasn't born doing it. It don't come natural to me. But I ask you to teach me how to love you with all my heart, soul, and strength. And so don't you know God is teaching me every day to come closer to loving more and more, to love my neighbors like I love myself? Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Not just the people on the street where I live, of course, or even in my neighborhood, but all over the world, all in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Antarctica, every continent, they are my neighbors. You know, when I walk down the street or I'm driving and I see people who are in trouble, they don't have a place to lay their head. They are walking on the street. They sleep on the street. And don't you know God is calling us to a higher place? We got to help the poor and the destitute. Don't you know that's what Jesus did in the marketplace? When he walked in the marketplace, he helped the poor, the destitute, those who were lonely, those who were confused, those who were going through illnesses in their bodies, mental problems. He helped them. Those who didn't have anything, he helped them. He said, we're going to always have the poor with us, but we have to pray for them, help them. Some people have set up prayer lines just for the homeless. Some people have set up shelters just for the homeless. Some people have taken foster children into their home. You know, we have much to do. We don't have time to sit down and watch the TV 24/7. Many times we got to bend the knee. You know, sometimes when God nudge you, you may be sleeping 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. He going to nudge you. And you say, oh, God, I'm so sleepy. I'm so tired. He keep nudging you to get on up. Get up. He ain't going to let you rest now. Unless you just insist and you say, God, not today. But you know what? Let's not refuse to do what he's asking us. Let's be obedient to God. Many times he wakes us up in the middle of the night. He said, look, I want you to pray for this person, pray for that person. I want you to intercede, sin in the gap. We got to be obedient to God. Don't you know he put us here with a purpose within us. Yeah, we do. We have a purpose. He put us here with a purpose on the inside of us. And when we finish that purpose, we get to go back to heaven with him. We get to go back with him. But you know what? I pray that we will be obedient to God and do what he's calling us to do in this hour. Because the hour is getting short for our Lord to return. Yeah, he's going to come back. You know, he's not a man. No falseness come out of his mouth. Whatever he promised shall come forth. Well, it is testimony time, sharing time. Anybody have a testimony? Press 1. I'll put you on live and you can speak. Testimony time. Anybody got anything they want to share today? Just press 1. I'll let you on live. All right, everybody kind of seemed to be quiet. Nobody wants to share today. Well, you know, I can tell you for sure, I know my God is faithful. I don't know about your God, but I know my God is faithful. I mean, you know, there have been many times when I needed something, and I'll call on him. He said, call on me. I'm near. Call on me. And he will answer. He said, I have not because I ask not. So I said, Lord, I don't have. I need this. I said, Lord, I need help with this or I need help with that. You put me here. You say you ain't leave me alone. Well, Father God, I need your help. I need your strength. I need a closer walk with you. I need less of me and more of you. Don't you know he hears and he answers? Well, we have a woman of God on from Athlin, Georgia. Hey, Miss Liddell.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Well, I just like to give strength to some of the things that all what you said a few minutes just a minute ago when you started your testimony that we all have something to be thankful for. I know I do. You know, for 91 years, it hadn't been easy and it hadn't been smooth, but through it all, God brought me through up until right now. And I just want to thank him for that and let everybody else know that, you know, he don't have no respectful person. What he do for me, you, he'll do for all. All he asks us to do is be obedient to his word and commandment, you know, and love one another. That little L-O-V-E is a four little letters, but it means so, so much. I mean, if it from your heart. So mm-hmm. I just try to love everybody. Like you say, I wake up in the night, I pray for this, I pray for that, and I have so many to pray for. But I try to do my best, you know. So I just thank God for you and your ministry that you are trying to reach out even to 300 and some miles from you. I think that's where I live, about 300. Oh, my Lord, a little bit better than that. But anyway, the distance, you know, don't mean nothing. It's just the idea of getting the message over.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you, Miss Liddell. Bless you and your family. And thank you for being on today. I appreciate you. Yes. I love you, Miss Liddell.
I love you all, too.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you what, you know, it's prayer time. Anybody need prayer, you can press 1. I'm going to be praying for families today, so anybody need prayer, you can press 1. All right, everybody been talking to the Father that's on today. That's good. Well, Father God, we just honor you. I'm sorry, what did you say, Ms. Liddell?
I say I press 1.
Oh, yeah.
I press 1.
Yes. Okay, you got a prayer request? I'm sorry, I already had you on.
Well,
yeah,
yes, ma'am. I had prayer requests for myself. I went to the doctor today, and I'm having arthritis, continue having arthritis so bad. But, you know, she said almost telling you, you know, you something that you have to live with in life. So I'm still got somebody I still can go to, you know. So just pray for my family as well and families, remember my church family, that we have a lot of sickness and bereavement going on right now. But I just pray for everybody.
Amen. Well, thank you, Ms. Liddell, for those that request. And like you said, you got somebody you can go to, Father God.
Yes,
so we're gonna go to him now in the throne room. We're going to go to the secret place and call on the Father, who is Jehovah Rapha, mighty healer. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, mighty healer. Doctors are limited, but you are the unlimited physician. And we call on your name today for Ms. Liddell, your daughter, whom you have given life and life abundantly to. We thank you for her 91-plus years, oh God. And, Father God, arthritis is nothing to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for going throughout her body, healing inflammation.
Yeah.
Inflammation, we say, go right now in the name of Jesus. You have no root, no rights in her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you that her joints, yeke orabaka, are flexible and moving. No pain in her joints. We say, move out. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We say, be thou healed in the name of Jesus. Any stomach condition, yeke orabaka, we send it back to the pits of hell. And we thank you, Father God, that she is healed with your healing virtue in Jesus' name. And we stand on her healing today in Jesus' name, knowing that you are the author of life. And we seek life and life more abundantly to Ms. Liddell. And, Father God, I lift up her family, her daughters, and her sons, and her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. And I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for her family, for her church family, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you for protecting them. I pray a hedge of protection around them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them and all of your quarterbacks, particularly her son, Paige, who's gone through some trying times, who was in emergency a few weeks ago, God. And I thank you today for your healing virtue going through his body. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you love your people, oh God. And whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, I thank you for your healing, 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 healing coming through Ms. Ludell's body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for a proper diet, exercise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for strength in Jesus' name. I thank you for her being encouraged by you in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we just bless you today. And, Father God, I lift up every family represented on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. I thank you for strength. I thank you for all that you're doing on all of our behalfs. I thank you that you love us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and you are carefully watching over us. I thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. I pray the peace of God over all of us, in the name of Jesus, over our neighbors, our families, our church families, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I cover the children with the blood of Jesus. I cover the elderly with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that the elderly shall live and not die. I lift up those elderly and who are not saved, and I pray salvation on them, that they would be saved before they leave this earth, oh God, and they would be obedient to you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for all that you've done for us on this day and every day. I thank you that you keep us in the palm of your almighty hand and nobody can snatch us out. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And I thank you, oh Lord God, for what you did for us today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank you that you are faithful to us. You are always here with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. I thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. I thank you for your hand of mercy, oh God. Oh, Father God, you said your mercies are brand new every day. And so, Father God, we thank you for your mercy. Oh, you are a great God, a mighty King, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. We humble ourselves before your mighty hand, oh God, and we thank you that you are a loving Father. And, Father God, we thank you even when you chastise us, oh God, to keep us on your holy, righteous path. We bless you today, Yeshua. We give you honor and glory and praise and thanksgiving, because truly nobody is great as you in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time right now on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank each of you for coming on with us today live. And those who will be listening later, I pray blessings upon you. You know, God's love for us is so amazing, and it's so great. He loves us so much. So, you know, he's just asking us to return love to him and to obey him in all things. Even things we don't understand, we still have to obey him. And, you know, he says obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, a man once told a story about it. And it's not easy to understand even how a brown cow can eat green grass and produce white milk. But we have the faith. We believe that it's true. Just like that, we need to have faith in God. Faith in God. You know, even when Christ told the man, go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. He didn't want to go to that dirty pool. It was muddy, dirty. But I tell you what, he obeyed. Healing came. Okay. And so even things we don't understand, when God say, do this and do that, go do it. You can have a huge breakthrough. So I look forward to speaking each of you on Saturday, this coming Saturday, day after tomorrow. Today's the 13th, so that will be the 15th. I look forward to speaking to you then on, it will, on Bible Storyland. It will be Joyful Praise Day, Saturday, and I'm looking forward to praising my Father with great high praise. So I'm saying to each of you, have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord thy God. All right. I love you all. Don't forget. But guess what? We love you too, Ms. Ludell. God loves you even more. Father God loves you more. I just, my love is limited. But we serve an unlimited, loving God. And he loves us so much. Receive his love and return it. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully you said it. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hold on. Hold on.